Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, listeners of Social Geek Radio. My name is Meg Roberts. I'm the president of Molly Made International, and I'm excited to introduce to you today Dev Evans and Jack Monson, the hosts of Social Geek Radio.
Well, thank you, Meg. This is Dev Evans coming to you live from a very steamy, humid Houston tonight.
And Jack Monson of Minolto, Inc., coming to you live from New York City, where it's also very steamy and humid, though probably not as bad as Houston, Texas. How you doing, Deb?
Doing very well. Yeah, we're not raining right now, so that's cool. That's great. But, yeah, with lots of rain, we get, of course, the humidity and the bugs and the snakes. Oh, the reports of the snakes. It's just like every time I go out my yard, I'm thinking, all right, am I going to find a copperhead, a rattler, a coral? What will I find? Because that's what you find in Houston, in Texas.
Wow. I'm making a note now to not go back to Texas until October or November. That's the note
right.
I'm
just
making now. So, right, yeah.
Wear your boots. You're cool.
I'm in New York for the International Franchise Expo that's happening here tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday at the Javits Center, and we'll talk a little bit more about that with our guest tonight. You found a couple of interesting things we wanted to mention first, right?
Yeah. So we've got thank you to IFA, and Friday the 12th. There is a blog post on the franchise.org site, and it is Franchise Opportunities Blog, top three educational franchise podcasts driven by committed IFA members. And the first podcast that they mention is a really good one, is Rick Bizio from Franchise Focus Blog Talk Radio podcast. He also is now posting to iTunes, but he and his co-host Grant Chapman from 919 Marketing interview franchisees, franchisors, service suppliers weekly, and always have a great podcast. In fact, this week they had Paul Segretto on as a guest talking about the IFE. And, geez, Jack, number two is Social Geek Radio.
Wow, moving up. What do we got to do to take those guys over for number one? Or was
know.
It not ranked?
Right. It's not really ranked. They don't say
okay.
The top. They do say the top three, and Rick Bizio and Graham were listed first. So we'd have to assume that they're the top, and then we came in second. But then last but not least is Franchise Today podcast with CEO of Franchise Foundry, Paul Segretto, and our guest, Dan Freeman, are going to be doing a series of podcasts starting again in September. They're going to bring back Franchise Today. They've had, you know, folks like Lee Plave and Marianne O'Connell and Nancy Freeman, all kinds of franchise folks on the show talking about franchising. So good mention to, you know, three good podcasts that I'd have to say, okay, gets my vote. I agree.
Yeah. Thanks to the IFA for throwing that out there. That's great.
Yeah. The other thing that happened this week is one of our franchise partners, Over the Top Cake Supplies in San Antonio, received an invite from Facebook. It's like, oh, what is this? And Facebook now has what they call Facebook Bluetooth beacons. And it says, you know, connect with your customers. The Facebook Bluetooth beacon, they're free. You have to receive an invitation, and it's to be used to help people see more information about your business whenever they use Facebook during their visit. So what it looks like is you get the invitation, you respond back and say, yes, please send this beacon to me. They show you the very simple instructions of how you open this beacon, have it in your location, where you can connect with Wi-Fi. And apparently when your customers are in your location, hopefully they're in your location and you actually have a Facebook page, but it will prompt them to like your Facebook page, to check in, look at your post of your Facebook page. So I don't know, it's new. That's about all I really know about it. So as soon as our partner Over the Top Cake Supplies gets their beacon, and I check it out personally. We'll have to do a recap on it, but I don't know. We'll have to see what that goes.
We'd love to know more. You know, it seems like one of those things that Facebook could be going all in with, or it could be one of the many things that Facebook throws out to some selected businesses and says, hey, check this out. Let's see what kind of response we get, and maybe they'll move forward with it on a greater scale. So, yeah, please keep us up to date. That would be very interesting to hear about.
We will do. Okay, so back to IFE and the purpose of our show tonight. You want to introduce our guest that we've got on hold?
Yeah, along with IFE, we were talking, I guess it was a few weeks ago, about, the real hot spots for franchise companies. And obviously, Atlanta is one of the great cities in America for franchise corporate headquarters and franchisors. And when I think about Atlanta and franchising, I think about one guy, and that's Stan Friedman, president of FRM Solutions, who joins us live on the phone tonight. How you doing, Stan?
Having a great day, Jack and Deb, and thanks for having me with you tonight.
And,
Hi, Stan. Thanks for
joining us, too. I know you've been very busy with the just getting in from the IFA summer board meeting and coming into the expo tomorrow. So thanks so much for giving us 30 minutes tonight to chat. So, Stan, tell us about Atlanta. What's going on there? Why are all of the great franchise companies, why are they all based in Atlanta?
Well, I think that there's a pretty obvious reason that most people look past, which is not really as mystical as one might think. It's called the Atlanta Airport. It's called a quality of life opportunity for people who need to be employed by franchise companies and want to have a quality of life that they can afford to live. You get that in the South. You get that in Atlanta. So when you've got a ready, willing, able workforce that can enjoy life when they're not at work and have an airport to be able to get to any franchisee needed for travel, interstates and airplanes, I mean, it's a story of a service person's life in the franchise world. It makes Atlanta one of the logical places for franchise companies to have been calling home, and the marketplace has continued to grow over the past many years with an abundance of companies, and some of those, when capitalized by other companies that are headquartered here, like Rourke, it just becomes Mecca.
Yeah, and I would assume a business-friendly environment compared to some other parts of the country or some other states,
sure,
like, say, California, Illinois, places like that. it really does make sense when you put it that way. How long have you been based in Atlanta, Stan?
The better part of my life, Jack. I've been here since 1989.
Wow.
I was actually, my franchising career began in 88. In Fort Lauderdale, and the company that brought me into franchising then moved me to Atlanta, and I grew with them and into other aspects of franchising. That was back in real estate conversion franchising days. But, 89. So I'm a native New Yorker. My wife's from Cleveland. We met in South Florida, and my son is the only redneck in the family that is rightfully Georgia born and bred. And proud of it, and very proud of it.
I'd say that's not a bad thing.
Right. Nice New York guy like you raised a Braves fan. I don't know how that happens. But
Now, worst things could have happened, trust me.
Yeah, absolutely. So along with FRM Solutions, which I want to get into in just a few minutes, you're very active in a franchising group there in Atlanta, the Southeast Franchise Forum. Tell us about that group.
Yeah, well, the forum is just a logical extension of what goes on here with the population that we've got of active franchise companies. And the forum tries to mirror in many ways the tenets of the IFA, in that we've got membership of representation by franchisors, franchisees, and suppliers. We try to keep a balance such that franchisors maintain the largest percentage of membership, And we have monthly meetings. So it's a dues-paying, supported organization, which, like IFA, is run by its members, more so than by a staff. And we just engage in monthly meetings, which we do 8 times a year at breakfast meetings with speakers over breakfast. And then 4 times a year, we move those meetings to lunch, and we move them into Buckhead, and we do the conjunction meetings with the IFA's Franchise Business Network, so that if you're not a member of the forum, you can still come to those quarterly luncheons as an IFA member. And we usually have much bigger turnout to the quarterly meetings because it's open to the IFA membership at large.
Great. And you get a great turnout there compared to a lot of other cities that we've seen some regional or local franchise groups pop up. It seems like a lot of cities struggle to get more than a handful of people together on any kind of regular basis. Any sort of secret to why the group in Atlanta is so popular?
Nope, it's just back to you. I really think the first question was foundational, Jack, and we have a greater pool to draw from.
Yeah.
And so there are more people here, and then there are more people then that are coming here to call on them if they're suppliers. And so you just get a lot more people in and out of the marketplace with a lot more availability to try to snag one of them on a second Tuesday of the month for one of our breakfast or luncheon meetings. And we've had some pretty, even here in Atlanta, when you look at the IFA board and members of the IFA board, we've got some pretty engaged and active people in Atlanta, like Steve Romanello has spoken for us many times. Aziz Hashim, just in the month of May, was a guest for our meeting, and he talked with passion about the attacks on the franchise business model, which everybody's got on the tip of their tongue these days. And every month, we just do our very best to try to keep the topics and speakers fresh so that you really attract people that don't give up an hour of their day or an hour and a half of their day to come spend some time and join together in between these national events that we go to, like the IFE.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's a marketing topic coming up in July, if I'm not mistaken.
You are absolutely correct. Marketing strategies for today's franchisee and franchise system. And we're going to hear from Chad Cohn from Fish Consulting on that day, along with his tag team partner, Jeff Sturgis. So the two of them will be our speakers.
Excellent. Very good.
Your meetings are like mini conferences. I mean, I'm listening to this, and I've never attended one, and I'm wondering why. Why haven't I not traveled to Atlanta to attend these? I mean, that's fabulous. It's something that if you're in the Atlanta area, should not miss out on that opportunity.
Why don't you try to figure out a way to be here in maybe September? When September, we're going to have an iconic speaker from out of town, but my good friend Ron Feldman will be here. And he'll be talking about performance standards and benchmarking and franchising. So we mix it up. Some months we'll get people from the marketing domain, and that'll bring out a marketing department. Other times we'll see general counsel and more lawyers or financial people, depending on the topic.
Excellent.
Nice.
And is there a site or a blog or anywhere that has a calendar of the upcoming events?
Absolutely. And, in fact, we post all of the meeting materials that our speakers deliver on the website. So you can go to southeastfranchiseforum.com and you can find a roster of our members, our board, and past meetings along with meeting notes from previous speakers.
Excellent. southeastfranchiseforum.com. We'll check that out. And also briefly, one other event that we should mention that I'm excited about going to next week is the Franchise Consumer Marketing Conference, also taking place in Atlanta. It's next Tuesday and Wednesday up in Buckhead. And Stan, I assume we'll see you there at some point as well. This is, I can't remember how many years they've been doing this now, but it looks like a fairly good crowd, and it should be a good turnout next week as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, as if it's summertime and you're thinking it's vacation, not the following week. The following week, I co-host our 7th annual Pro Athlete Franchise Initiative Summit at Georgia State University's Buckhead campus, and we'll have probably 50 or so athletes representing NFL, NBA, a couple baseball players I think are coming this year too, and then our charter member franchise organizations who help us every year in preparing the content for the delivery to the audience, and those franchisors will have a bit of an exhibit hall or a little showcase to be able to show off their brands with some tabletops, nothing too salesy. We don't really push these summits as a sales event so much as sharing education and information. But this is the 7th one, so, I mean, we've been growing. In fact, this year I'm quite proud that we've got a keynote speaker who comes from the worlds of both sports and franchising. As the founder and CEO of Amada Senior Care, Taffa Jefferson, who was he was an offensive tackle for the Chicago Bears back in his game playing days.
Yeah.
But you know, when a guy like Taffa can stand in front of that room and talk to these guys who haven't thought much about life after the game, and help them understand that he's one of them, it's just a whole different thing when you've got an athlete talking to athletes and it's not another suit coming at them trying to pick at them for something that's the next best thing that they want to invest in. So
right.
It's a
right.
Great meeting. So we have a lot of participation from athletes that have been with us in prior years who've made investments, and they come back and they talk about their successes, and that's the best way to help these guys see the way forward.
That's an exciting whole project that you've been working on now for quite a while, the sports franchise thing. I think you need a few more projects going, Stan.
Yeah, well, you see me at IFA, and that's almost embarrassing, all the ribbons that you get on those badges. That's just, they give those to people like me who don't know how to say no. That's all that is.
Yeah. Learn to say no or shorten up on the ribbons. You're going to start tripping on those one of these days, I think. So this is Social Geek Radio, and our guest tonight is Stan Friedman, president of FRM Solutions in Atlanta, and we're talking about Atlanta as the hub of franchising. So, Stan, tell us about FRM Solutions. Give us a little background on the company and what you guys are doing.
Sure. So FRM is actually the name of the company as well as an acronym for what the product does. FRM stands for Franchise Relationship Management, and we are a software tool that has been built as an extension of Microsoft Dynamics CRM and Microsoft SharePoint that enables franchisors to manage relationships with prospective as well as existing franchisees. It handles contact management as CRM would. It handles content management. And we've built very specific fields so that coming right out of the box, 80% of the touch points that would be franchise-centric, no matter what your concept or your brand would be, it's all relevant to franchising. So there are places for royalties and for financial considerations or changes or things that need to be notated, lots of fields that are specific to operational issues, others that are more relevant to franchise sales, and others, again, for support of existing franchisees. It's all modular. And emerging brands that come onto the platform usually start with franchise sales and maybe a store opening module, which is a project management tool, because those are the things that they're working first and foremost on. As they start adding more franchisees and their systems grow, their need for supporting more data and more information grows. And so they can just grow into the platform and continue to have a place where everything from first touch with a candidate to forever and in time memorial is stored and housed in a location record so that if ever needed, it's always at your fingertips instead of off in an off-site warehouse you go trying to search for documents that are probably stored in bankers' boxes that have been there for years. it makes for a much different, more efficient way for franchisors to communicate with each other across their departments, for executives to have real-time information and real-time data and reporting and dashboarding and sortable data and information readily available. And it just, it makes for a lot more efficiency in how the business can be run. So on all fronts, you know, franchising is about a lot of different things. The brand, obviously, and then tools and systems and scalability and being systems reliant as just compared to being people dependent is something that I think is a real hallmark of what FRM delivers for franchisors.
And this is something that within a typical franchise organization, and I know it's hard to think of a typical one, but for most of the clients you're working with, how many people within the organization are actually touching the tool?
It would depend on whether they're on the entire platform or if they're just using it in certain departments. I mean, you'd have your entire franchise sales team and probably an administrator. You'd probably have a C-suite somebody, a franchisor, depending on the size of the company, I guess, Jack. You're going to have different levels of management at the larger companies, and you can have dozens of people on the platform. But in a smaller company with fewer than 100 units that they're managing or supporting, if they're using a couple or three of my modules, they may have 3, 4, 5 people on the platform. It's not, you know, it's not something that's going to break the bank for. It's been built with Main Street, not Wall Street, in mind.
Yeah.
And so it's price conscious, and we really are very sensitive to helping emerging brands stand their tools up and start right so that they can sustain their own growth. And next year, come back to me because they've got to add more seats to the platform for new franchisees that weren't there last year, and the tool helped them do that. So that's kind of what it's all about. It's about sustainable growth for the long term and just building responsibly a client roster the same way as a franchisor would build a franchisee roster responsibly, sustainable growth.
I don't know how a franchise system could get along without having technology like that, you know, to do it with people and paper files just seems like you're asking for a disaster, right?
Well, yeah, and too, Jack, what I see more than that, more often than that anymore, because most companies do have something in place, but lots of times, and especially with older, mature franchised concepts, they've had technology that was never they never contemplated the growth would have the need to support the level of growth. And so they've got old legacy systems that are held together with spit and glue a lot of times that, you know, we come along to help take the pain and take them out of that environment. You don't need to manage hardware and worry about software. You know, you should stay focused. If you're a good Zor, you want to spend all of your time focused on your core competencies and focused on building top and bottom line growth for your company and its franchisees. And don't be spending your cycles of time trying to build a mousetrap when one is out there as good as it can be. And it works right from within the Outlook inbox for those companies that are Microsoft users. You never even leave the Outlook environment to track and do all the things that you need to do in FRM.
That's interesting. So it's built on a Microsoft platform or Microsoft data. So all of this is actually done within the Outlook interface, can be done that way?
Exactly. If you use Outlook as your email client, then we just add ribbons across the top of the Outlook page and where your email folder tree would end down the left side of the page, we start adding the FRM files and folders there. So if you're in franchise sales, you just never leave Outlook, and you're no more cutting and pasting emails or cutting and pasting notes from, you know, Brand X's system into your Outlook. It's all done in the native environment. On the other side of that coin, no harm or foul for those that are not Outlook users. You get to us any way you get to the web. So if you've use a Mac or you use a tablet or you're on your smartphone on the fly, everything we build is built in responsive design, so it'll serve up appropriately from any kind of tool that you're using to get to the Internet.
Nice.
Great. That's a fantastic idea. Any new features or functionality or anything exciting that you guys are doing now or working on for the near future?
Yes. Yes. And this is, to me, this is really, really getting some very sophisticated idea thinking into the 21st century with something called machine learning. And so the Microsoft platform that we're building on with new clients is Microsoft 2015, and it's on a platform called Azure. And in Azure, there's this new component called machine learning, which you should just go Google it. It'll creep you a little bit in some ways. It's real smart. You know, data that you're sitting on for years and years and years can be run through the machine learning process, and then algorithms will be created to help you identify things that the machine was looking for that you weren't. And you can find commonalities in some of the traits. You can look at your existing population of high-performing franchisees, go back and look at things that you've missed and should have grabbed and sold a franchise to or awarded a franchise to. You know, rather than just recycling old leads and hoping that you find something off of an old drip list, you can actually glean a lot of new relevant information from old data that you've collected over the years and make it very applicable to your proactive endeavors going forward. So now you may start looking for people based on information that you didn't have, but now you do, and you know what kind of a profile, if you will, of people that might be more in keeping with what you should be looking for. So it's pretty interesting stuff, and it's cutting edge. It's brand new for me, and I mean, we're getting excited about introducing some of the beta versions of this with a couple of our more recent clients that have years of data that they can feed into this tool to help us help them start identifying some things that were not being considered before.
That's really exciting to think about all of your old data that, you know, you've pretty much written off, or some people might think, well, you know, what good is that going to do me for the future? I'm just holding on to it for some other reason. But actually being able to make some business decisions and you know, maybe even pull out some opportunities from that data.
I mean, you can learn from the machine learning. You can learn a lot more about what you should be doing, and maybe you can learn some things that you shouldn't have done too. But then when you get down to it with candidates that you're bringing into your selection process, if you know what you were looking for and try to identify accordingly, and then you use something like Zoracle, you know, to profile or to do the compatibilities with those before you get to the finish line. I mean, it's still art and science, Jack and Deb. You can't take 100% of the risk out of your selection process, but you sure can mitigate it a whole lot more now than ever before.
Yeah, and filter it down so it's got to, you know, shorten the sales cycle or maybe, you know, increase the quality of that pipeline or, you know, in whatever term somebody wants to look at that. It definitely has some potential there. So that's really fascinating. Will you please keep us posted on how things go with the beta test? I'd love to get an update, you know, maybe toward the end of this year from you on
sure.
How all of this machine learning is doing with some of your clients and you know, how the old data is helping them. That truly is fascinating.
Well, I'll invite you and anyone who's interested to have a conversation with me about it and visit my website where I'm blogging again too. So as we have more to share about that, I'll be posting to the blog as well.
Excellent. Where's that blog? Where can people learn about that now?
FRMSolutions.com.
Nice and easy. FRMSolutions.com. Terrific. Well, we're wrapping up here in our final minute. Stan, any other place you would like to send people, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, if they want to connect with you and have a conversation? Where do you prefer to chat with people?
You know, I'm still the most accessible guy I know. So Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, telephone, text. You know, I'm pretty easy to find.
Excellent.
You're a good one.
Well, we hope everyone finds you, and I will see you tomorrow at the International Franchise Expo. If anyone's joining us at the Javits Center in New York, please seek us out and say hello, as well as Deb's team from Franchise Foundry will be there as well. So thanks, everybody. We'll see you at the IFE, and thanks so much for your time tonight.
Thanks so much. Have a great evening.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good night, everybody.